If you're into designer furniture and you want the sofa that broke the internet, you don't have to go broke to get it. Because Designer Looks Furniture has all the same styles and trends and all the quality, but without the designer prices. Check them out. Designer Looks at Value City Furniture or designerlooks.com.
Hey, this is Fred from Cowboy Mouth, and you're listening to Tina and Jeff on Floors Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Floors Truly. Hello, my friend. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing this day?
I am doing super. I am doing super. How are you doing today?
Are you frozen over there?
Oh, my God. It is a bit frosty up here.
A little bit frosty. Why don't you send that weather down here just a little bit?
Happily. It is minus 11 today.
Send some snow while you're at it too.
Thankfully, we have none.
Can't really complain about the temperatures because we are in the 50s and 60s and right now, but it is dreary outside. But I want Christmas weather. And the crazy thing is I saw the weather report earlier this morning, and on Friday it's going to be 80 here. 80 in December. Not acceptable.
Yeah.
So, but then we're going to dip again. We're going to have another cold front and then it's going to dip down again. But I would really like some Christmas weather for Christmas. It would be nice not to be wearing short sleeves and have the air condition on and in shorts and t-shirts and that type of thing. So, but we'll just see how it goes. We've still got a couple more weeks. I can't believe we just had Thanksgiving and now it is almost Christmas. Mm-hmm. I look at the calendar. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was like, it's almost time for Christmas. 17 days till Santa comes.
I know. So as you know, my birthday's on December 4th. Now I say that because it is exactly 21 days from my birthday to Christmas. So I always know the year is going to fly now because on my birthday, which was this past Saturday, that means two more Saturdays and then it's Christmas. I can't even, like, on the third Saturday from my birthday is Christmas Day, which is shocking. And then the fourth Saturday is New Year's Day. And then that's the end of the year. And I always think, oh my God, I'm always so excited when my birthday's coming, but then it's like, fast forward four more weeks. It's the end of the year. It's the end of the football season. It's the end of all of the, like, it's the end of all the stuff. And so there's a part of me that kind of gets excited, but then is like, oosh, it's like a race to the end of the year. So yeah.
I like you. I'm a December baby. So my birthday is in less than 2 weeks. So, I get excited, but then I don't get excited because when my birthday hits, I know Christmas is like literally like just a couple of days later. Christmas being my favorite time of the year. I wish I could leave the decorations up all year long and listen to Christmas music. And I know I can't, but the cool thing is what happens right after Christmas is over with? Mardi Gras. It was cheesecake season. And people are already starting to have countdowns online. I saw them yesterday about, we're just a month away from king cake season. And that just, you try to be good for Christmas. And after New Year, you promise to start eating better and cut out the sugar. And then in New Orleans, I mean, you've just got an abundance of great cuisine here, but then of course it's king cake season, Mardi Gras carnival, whatever you call it personally. And it's so hard to be good. And every year it seems like bakeries are coming out with newer versions of king cakes and flavors. And it just makes it so hard to behave, but yes, it's going to be so exciting this year because we're going to actually have parades and there's going to be all the festivities that come with Mardi Gras and of course king cake season. So this year it's going to be so great because all the things we've had to unfortunately put off the last 2 years due to the pandemic is supposed to be, as of now, knock on wood, picking back up. So yes, we're supposed to have all our parades. There will be some, I think, safety precautions as it gets a little bit closer. They're going to start to announce different things. But of course, I mean, just like, you know, life, we're continuing with life, being safe, being smart. Same thing is going to apply with the parades. But yes, it's going to be so exciting to have that back. And I really hope that they do the floats in the Oaks again this year in City Park like they did last year. I hope they do some kind of tribute to Mardi Gras because it was so successful. And then too, a lot of people sometimes, especially weather like today, if there's a parade tonight, it will roll, but people are going to bring their kids out in that. So, I mean, that would be a good thing to do the drive through in City Park and see the different exhibit. I really hope that they bring that back. I think it was really successful. It was fun. It gave revenue to City Park. But on top of it, you remember the house floats, the crew of house floats.
Yeah.
That is such a huge thing. And not just here in New Orleans, not just here in Louisiana, but all over the country, people participated in it. And I thought that was awesome. I had people sending me photographs from everywhere of them decorating and participating in the crew of house floats. So that's what I'm really excited to see again, is that a taste of New Orleans in Colorado, Florida. Even a friend of a friend sent a picture that her cousin and spouse went to Paris and they decorated for Mardi Gras and sent a picture. And they said, we're going to participate too. So I thought that was really cool. And that's going to be fun.
Who's your favorite king cake?
I love Randazzo's.
Oh my God. Manny's. I was going to say, I love Manny's.
Manny Randazzo's. Not to be confused with all the other Randazzo's out there for y'all listening, because there are several. Yep. But Manny Randazzo's, I have loved his since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been others. There have been imitators.
Randazzo
family. Yes.
That's right. Often imitated, never duplicated.
Yeah.
I have to tell you.
Family is a huge, huge, huge bakery family. So there are other Randazzo's, but Manny's is the best.
No, Manny Randazzo's is the best. I have to tell you that there was a hotel that used to send it up to me, and because, you know, we can't get them where I am, and they used to send it the Sheraton on Canal. Shout out. And we had a friend that worked there. She no longer does. She's moved on. But for years she worked there, and she used to send me 4 Manny Randazzo king cakes every year.
Oh my.
Oh my God. I was the most popular person at work, because
that lasted about 3 hours, 4 hours.
Oh, you know, there were 400 people in my office. So I was the most popular person as long as I had those king cakes. So I would hide them. I take them home and hide them in the freezer, and I would bring one in, and then I would be very selective about who would get some.
It's a very popular thing. And I will tell everybody that's listening, if you plan on ordering one and having it shipped this year, I would definitely do that early. Mm-hmm. Do not wait till the week or two before Mardi Gras, because over the last couple of years, I have noticed that they have sold out for their shipping dates very early. Mm-hmm. So I think people are starting to catch on. And I mean, there's so many bakeries that ship them, but I mean, of course, you know, you want the Haydals, you want the Randazzo's, you want the Coladas. Yep. Those are your top three. So it's kind of like, if you're wanting to do it, you need to do it as soon as, if you want a taste of it, I would ship yourself one the first week. You know, as soon as we pass King's Day, I would start shipping them to yourself or your friends or family or whoever wants one, because they'll definitely be booked up. I think this year, it seems to be like every year it just gets more and more popular with the shipping. And then of course, like I said, they keep trying new things. Mm-hmm. I see more filled and flavored king cakes the last year, cookies and cream, turtle, strawberry shortcake. And yes, it's not traditional king cake as we know it, but I mean, it's still the base of the cake is the same with the fillings. And it's just, I mean, you could never try, you could eat one every other day and just never get finished with trying all the new ones they had this year. Mm-hmm. So definitely put that on your calendars, guys, if y'all are listening and you're thinking you want to do one. And of course you can hit me up. I can definitely send you the links. I usually always post them anyway when we start a carnival season, but I'll definitely do it earlier because of the shipping factor for you. Mm-hmm. Listeners out there that aren't in local area, we'll definitely do that for y'all, because I don't want anybody to miss out if they want a taste of a king cake, and you got to get one early. So very, very exciting. We have that. And on the flip side, on something that's not so exciting, but definitely we have to talk about it here on Floors Truly, Georgette, our Saints. Oh, our beloved Saints. You know, love hurts. They say love hurts.
It does.
And love really, really hurts this week. Hey. Our Saints, of course, as expected, lost. And it just, Taysom Hill, please get well, man. I just feel like that's all I keep telling my players, get well, get well. He had an injury, and then now he has to have surgery. And we all saw him, you know, trying to work out that finger, and it just... He threw a couple interceptions. I'm not even going to beat up on him, honestly, because we're beat up enough. And it's just,
the kid did everything he could.
this is just so unlike anything that we have as Saints fans have felt in years. And then of course the news broke yesterday that Cam Jordan tested positive for COVID. So now he's on the COVID reserve list.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Harris has been suspended for 3 games mm-hmm. for that DUI way back in the summertime, you know, because Roger mm-hmm. Goodell could, of course, you know, do anything sooner. He had to wait until the end of the season mm-hmm. to do that and mm-hmm. mess up any chances mm-hmm. that we had, of course, with all the other injuries that we have. And then the news just broke very, very quickly before the show started that they waived Kenny Stills, which yes. I know you Saints fans all have opinions on.
Yep.
And they brought Kevin White back. He's our yep. revolving door this year. So what do you think about that, Georgia?
Yes. Well, so a couple things. The Deontay Harris, I mean, we have a plethora of receivers, so it made perfect sense that now would be the time to suspend Deontay because, you know, we have so many people to pick from. So it's okay. We're not going to be impacted. Kenny Stills, no surprise. I mean, and I feel bad because I was one of the people that supported let's bring Kenny Stills because back in the day, he was a good receiver. I mean, who knew that it was going to be such a bust? So that didn't work out. And so thanks for nothing, Kenny. And I wish you all the best. Best of luck where you go, wherever you land. Yes. I wish you only the best. Yes. And Kevin White, I mean, I thought you signed with someone else, but welcome back. You know, you're welcome back to the practice squad. And, you know, I mean, if we bring you up and you have another breakout catch like you did with the game that you had your breakout catch in, and I can't remember what it was, but great job.
It'd be an improvement. It'd be an improvement from what we've had.
You know what? I'm struck speechless by the fact that we're just in the state that we're in. Now, Cam Jordan, they say because he is vaccinated, if he gets 2 negative tests before Sunday, he can suit up and play. So fingers crossed that he'll get 2 negative tests between now and then so that he can play for us. I don't know. Listen, I'm still, and I told you this before the show started, I just think it's hilarious. And I used air quotes that we opened as 6-point favorites over anybody. And I understand it's the Jets, but I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not mocking our team. So
point, like I make jokes all the time and people online and they know me. And if they follow me, they know that I do not mean it to be disrespectful. Laughter is the best medicine. And at this point, this season has just been utterly shocking since day one. I mean, we have a hurricane, our opener was not at home. Like it was supposed to be against Green Bay. We beat them. Just unexpected. We beat them.
Convincing.
You know, then of course we have the COVID outbreak, and then we have injuries, and then we lose Jameis, mm-hmm. and just this season has just, you know, somebody posted online and I don't remember who it is because I would totally give them credit, but there was a post of the Superdome when the fire happened prior to the season. And they said, this should have been a warning mm-hmm. sign of what was to come. And I have always believed in signs. I believe in fate. Mm-hmm. I believe in karma, that kind of thing. But, you know, I chuckled at it. I was like, well, you know, that was not one thing that I even thought about when that happened. I just was like, well, I hope the dome is okay and nobody got injured. That was my first thought. But looking back, it's like, maybe, it should have been a sign because everything and anything that could have happened has happened this season.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I saw the same
it's
post.
It's unbelievable. Right. It really is. And I said that last week, people were like, well, what can't you believe? Look at all the injuries. I'm like, no, what I'm saying, like unbelievable. When you say things are surreal, this is just unbelievable. Like I understand what has happened, but it's just unbelievable that this team has taken such a turn from where we were mm-hmm. last season to where we are now. And it's just, I mean, the future is only bright. That's the only thing I can say is that, you know, it really can't get any worse from here. And that, you know, next season, barring, you know, that we have Mickey Loomis and we have Sean Payton, and, you know, we re-sign Jameis or whatever happens with that quarterback position, I know the team is going to build around our quarterback. And that's mainly what we need to do is we've got to get some guys in here that can catch, that can get separation, that, you know, just we need to get help. We need to get offensive line. We need a lot of help. And thankfully, the salary cap is going to be a little bit more friendly next year. But I mentioned this on another show last week. You're going to see a lot of players that I think fans are going to be really upset with that will not be here for financial reasons. And it sucks because there are players here that we've grown attached to, but the NFL is a business, and financially we're going to have to make some tough decisions because we need to build for the future. There's a lot of young guys on this team. There's a lot of talent, but I mean, if we don't support them, I mean, if we don't get, you know, backup on O-line, and if we don't, make a decision on what it's going to be, whether, you know, Taysom comes back, because I mean, we did sign the contract, but I mean, obviously there's ways out of all of that. I mean, if we, let's just say we go with the big dream of Twitter and Saints fans want Russell Wilson. I mean, you can do the math. I mean, we're not going to be able to afford Russell Wilson. There's going to be a lot of decisions that have to be made, but I mean, who's Russell going to throw to himself?
Well, Russell's old. So, I mean, I'm going to be that person that says we don't need Russell Wilson. He's old. So we're going to be back in the same position we were in before. Yes, controversial opinion. I know that there are Saints fans out there that are going to disagree with me, but the guy is 33 coming on 38. So I don't think we need Russell, but you're right that I'm not the person making the decision. So you're absolutely right.
Saints fans want Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was another name because he's not going to be with the Packers. Yep. Everybody and their grandmother knows how I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
Agreed.
I don't feel like he fits the character of what this team needs. Yes, he's a winner and he's a quarterback, but I just don't know where that's going to work out and fit in.
Agreed.
Then, of course, there's Jameis. Jameis is really the wild card in all of this.
Uh-huh.
Jameis performed well. Everything we asked him to do, he did. And he was just starting to get chemistry. Sean was just starting to trust him to get the ball down the field and let him, you know, release Jameis is what we kept saying, you know, release Jameis. And he was finally doing all the things, you know, that we knew that he could do. It seemed like the LASIK corrected the issues with the mistakes that he was making when he was with Tampa because he was having an issue seeing down the field. It just seems like he didn't get a fair shot. So I really hope they bring him back. That's what I want. I want to see him come back. And the reason being is because I'm looking at the whole package here. I'm looking at the financials. I'm looking at what we could do to build around him. Yes, of course, Aaron, better quarterback, Russell, better quarterback. But I just, you know, I said this last week, champagne tastes, beer money.
Yep.
We can't pay everybody. Cam Jordan, possibly not here next year. Michael Thomas, as crazy as it seems, possibly could not be here next year. So there's a lot of decisions the Saints are going to have to make in the offseason. And we as fans just want them to put the best that there is out on the field, build around the guy that's going to be the leader, you know, just like we built around Drew Brees. For years, the Saints O-line was like untouchable. I mean, they were winning awards every single year. I mean, Drew Brees just the team just had everything on offense. And this year we have nothing and it's all the defense. And it's just, that's the thing that kills me. It's like for years, man, if we'd have had this kind of defense back in 11, back in 13, I mean, we'd have just been invincible with the offense that we had, but we don't have it now. We need it. So now's the time. Those tough decisions are going to have to come in the offseason. So it's going to be rough, but again, like I said, you know, come August next year, all these discussions we're having, you know, they're just going to be memories and we'll be excited for football again and excited to see what happens. But we got to get through the next couple of weeks and hopefully, you know, stay healthy. I really think the hope for the playoffs is really just kind of down the drain at this point. We need a lot of help. And then we've also got to perform and we haven't been able to do it for the last couple of weeks. So I just think, you know, at this point, I don't want to say tank, but just, you know, play safe and just, you know, hopefully get our guys out of here this season, get them all healthy, you know, start making decisions, start looking on paper, you know, if who we would like to possibly bring in, who's going to be free agents next year, that type of thing. And I'm sure they're doing that. But of course, you know, Saints fans, we've always got the dream, you know, the dream is out there, who they want and who they'll talk about, but we'll be vocal. You know that we'll always vocal.
Here's what I'm going to say. And I'll just close my thoughts on the Saints with this. You know, the Patriots lost Tom Brady and they had last season was horrific. And everybody said Bill Belichick was who he was because of Tom Brady and the Patriots would be nothing again. And now this season, he spent all last year rebuilding and it was a mess and they did abysmal. And this season, he put all of his stock into building a new team and now look at them. And so I think that we're going to have a painful year. We already know it. And if we can allow Sean and Mickey to do their thing and get us through this season and make a determination on what they're going to do at quarterback, to your point, And, you know, the beer money versus champagne tastes, et cetera. I think that in our off season, we will have our time. Next year.
If somebody would have told me at the beginning of the season, as well as the Bills had everything together. And of course, like I was following them because Josh Allen is my fantasy quarterback, but it's crazy to me. The Patriots have a better record than the Buffalo Bills.
I know. I can't.
And I mean, of course they lost to him. They lost to him this week, but I'm just, you know, like you just brought up all those points. I mean, everybody was like, oh, you know, that the Patriots are done. Their dynasty's over. They're 9-4.
Yeah.
That's not a bad record right now. The Saints would kill to have that record. A lot of teams would kill to have that record. I mean, that's heck, right. The Lions just won their first game. You just thought they won the Super Bowl the way they were reacting. And it was exciting, you know, for them and their fans. But I mean, it's just, it proves the point is that yes, rebuilding and having to restructure and move like a chess game, move a lot of parts. It's not always a bad thing.
You just gotta be patient.
I have confidence in this team because I've seen it in the past, the things that we've had to do. And with this group of guys, with Sean Payton, with Mickey Loomis, with this group of guys, I feel like they will correct the mistakes and we will be better next year. Now, I'm not going to say, hey, we're going to make a run through the playoffs and make Super Bowl next year. So don't come back at me next year and say that. What I'm saying is I think we will improve some of the things that we really missed the mark on this year. You will see improvement next year.
Yep.
But it all starts with quarterback. So if y'all are listening, hit us up online. Tell us what you think is going to happen at that position, because that is the biggest controversy with the Saints right now is who is it going to be? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Is it going to be Deshaun Watson? Is it going to be Russell Wilson? Is it going to be famous Jameis coming back? Hey, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater might be available again. It's Teddy Two Gloves coming. I mean, even his name was brought up. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But of course, you can always hit us up online, talk about it. We don't mind. If it's one of those hot topics, we're all on it because we're on social media all the time. And, you know, we're following things just like y'all are. And, you know, we want to talk about these things because this it affects everybody and everything, you know, when the Saints do well. Because I've had people tell me for the last 4 weeks, I missed the Peanuts video. Hey, I can't post it until the Saints win. So, you know, your Mondays are not as good. They're gloomy when the Saints lose, and they're much better when we win. So, look, I want to post that video on Monday, y'all. So definitely hit us up if you have any questions or comments. As always, I thank you for joining us here on Floors Truly. I am Tina, the NOLA girl, and you can also follow our official Floors Truly podcast. It's at Floors Truly Pod, and we're also on Instagram and Facebook in Georgia. You can tell everyone where they can catch you online and interact and have all these fun conversations as well.
Absolutely. You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And I hope everyone has a fabulous week. And we will see you next Tuesday on Floors Truly.
For a limited time, Comcast Business is introducing small business savings. Call now to save on powerful internet with no annual contract and a money-back guarantee. Call and start saving today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply.